Where's the radio? Where's the radio? I just want a plain old analog radio. I've got so many devices around here. Can I find a plain old analog radio when I want one? Hey, is one over here? No, rummage. No, the one over there? Okay, listen, there's something I want to tell you all about some music. I've got a great show for you, but I need to find a Oh, here's one over here. Let me just, hold on, let me just place this down here. Yeah, listen up. Hey, did I tell you who I am? No, I didn't. Hey, my name is Noel Michael Smith, and you're in tune to the Lofu Fitness Lifestyle Podcast. Where's this radio? Is it there? Okay, let's turn this on and see what we got here. See what we got? Ah. No. Too hard. No. No.
Work,
yeah. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Good stuff. Love it. Move that on a little.
Let's see it.
Woo! Motown. But no. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A bit more Motown. Yeah. Maybe. No.
This is the last day.
No. Yeah. Oh, too hard. Oh. No.
Yeah.
Ooh. What's going on here? What's going on here?
What do you mean?
Yeah, maybe.
Running. Nobody on the road.
No. Let's see.
Here for his poetry.
Sure, man. Maybe. Whoa! Ah, reggae music. Love it. This is Dennis Brown. Let me tell you that I was brought up on reggae music. It was the first music I was exposed to. My parents being Jamaican and all, and reggae music was played all the time in my house. I had uncles and cousins coming over, and all we listened to was reggae music. Way before I even knew about pop music, come into all kinds of music. People that know me would know that I have a diverse taste of music. I'm sorry for people who don't have that, because all music is beautiful. And I would touch onto that later on. But Dennis Brown, he did hit the pop charts. I think he got into the pop charts way back in the 80s with that tune, Money in My Pocket. And it got a top 10. I think it's a huge hit. Now, there aren't many reggae tunes that grace the top 10 in the UK or in America, but there's been a few. Now, with the emergence of Sean Paul and others, it's been quite a few reggae artists in the pop charts. But yeah, it's all good. It's all good. So today I'm going to talk to you about music and what music could do for you. Now, you know, I generally bring these shows to adults, yes, geared at adults who have children or adults who work with children. And there is nothing better in our culture, both in the US and the UK culture, than music. Music is the spice of life. You know, music is fruit. Music is food. Music is vitality. You'll find music in worship, schools, TV, movies, naturally on the radio. All over you'll find music. And people who embrace music, I always find them much more joyful, much more fun. So I want to get into some of this stuff now. So when do you expose your kids to music? There is never a bad time to expose your children to music. Get them into music right away. When my children were born, they had music when they were in the womb. They jumped out of the womb listening to music. Yeah, jumped out, straight out, poof, straight out, listen to music. You know, a lot of people say to me, your kids must have come out kicking and punching. No way. My children came out dancing, for real. They came out dancing because I just have music playing all the time. I have music in the car. You know, a girl I know quite well, and she likes her music also. And I go into her house and it's always quiet. And I said, well, if you like music so much, why is your house always quiet? And she said, well, I have it in the car. You have it in the car. Have it in your house as well. You spend more time in your house than you do in the car. Have it in the house. Oh, the kids don't like it in the house. Get them to like it. Anyway, but everyone to their own, really. I'm not going to tell anyone how to run their lives and beat up on them for not having music in their house. But I would say that bring music in your house, you bring in a lot of joy. You're bringing a lot of joy, a lot of love. My parents' house always have music in it. In fact, my mother's house is like the Bahamas. Yeah, she has it really hot. She's got the heating on all the time. You know, coming from Jamaica and all that, like the house hot, living in a cold country, you need your house hot. But the music is another thing, music and food. But the music is such a good thing. You soon you open my mum's door, you hear the music. My dad likes his music and he doesn't play loud so that the neighbours, in fact, he used to really have a go at me when I was a teenager growing up and getting into my sound system and stuff. Nowadays, you don't get so many sound systems because the clubs have them inbuilt. But back when I was 18, getting into my DJ and all the rest of that, you had to have the rig as well. You have to have the sound. You had to go out and make your speakers, get your amplifier made and all that stuff and take that around with you. So you needed a van, a truck, or you had to hire that transportation. So yeah, when I was playing music at home, my parents used to always come into my bedroom and beating on the door and telling me to turn that music down or else we're going to be thrown out because the neighbours are complaining and stuff like that. So anyway, if you introduce your children to music from a very early age, as I said a minute ago, we're talking about from birth, you're encouraging your children to be more loving, to be more soothed. You're engaging with your child a lot more. And you know, when you have the radio on, just something simple as having the radio on, you end up singing. It doesn't matter what singing voice you've got, you just end up singing. Your child will listen to you. It doesn't matter how old he or she is, she will listen to you. That would manifest in their whole demeanor. It will keep them calm. The most calm children I have seen are the ones that have been subjected to music from a very early age. And I am not going to go into the type of genre because any type of genre will work. It could be classic, R&B, no matter what culture you're into. Some people expose their children to drum and bass. I've got some drum and bass head friends that I know with children. They're always pumping that stuff out. And their kids are in the car, not in their head, and they're calm. They're really calm. You know what I'm saying? It's just stimulate the body, stimulate the neurons in your brain with great sounds. And if you can, as I said before, sing. And you'll find that when the music is off and you start singing to that, that child will stop what they're doing, look up at you with those glazing eyes and concentrate on your voice. I always use this phrase, concentrate the mind. If you want to concentrate your child's mind, do a little bit of singing to them. If you find it difficult to sing, put on some music, sing over the top of it. That would help. Yeah, definitely. Hey, listen, I got some facts for you. This is scientifically proven. Do you know that music would go a long way to helping your child stimulate their social skills, intellect, mobile, emotional, last but not least, language development? Yeah, for sure. Why would you not want to do that? It's not like you got to go out and do anything special. Just turn on the radio, play your iPod or your phone, whatever it may be. Just have that music playing around the house. I'm trying to help you out here. You know, there are some people who don't like music and they can't stand the sound of stuff like that. But the majority of us do like music. You just got to find the type of music you like. I run workout classes and I'm forever people are telling me, hey, I didn't like your music this week. Some people are saying, hey, I did like your music this week. So I've got people in the same class saying, your music was damn right awful. And some people would say from the same class saying, hey, that was amazing music. Where do you get it from? Could you do me a copy of that mix? And what do you do? What I try to do in my classes is mix up the music, which is something I like to pride myself on. So I like to run, I have a mix going down and it will have some drum and bass, some R&B, some mainstream pop, some rock and stuff. So it's a case of what I like doing, and I do that in my home as well. When my children are around, I mix that up. So they get a variety of different sounds stimulating them. Yeah. Hey, you know what I really like? I love Latin music. First and foremost, let me make this clear. Latin music is okay. But what I love about Latin music is the Latin people themselves. You ever looked at, you go onto YouTube and just put in Latin house, Latin R&B, Latin drum and bass, any of those Latin genres, or just Latin music. Those guys are having amazing fun. They are so joyful. They love what they do. There's a smile on their face. Mind you, I love the women. You love Latin videos on YouTube. You've seen the women in those videos. Oh, what the heck is going on? They are all so beautiful. and a body on those girls. Hey, man, you know, what can I say? But I'm telling you, you want to see the joy on those guys' face. And it ain't about the women, it's about the music. They love what they do. And my parents' country as well, I just spoke to you earlier on about this, Jamaica, not just Jamaica, the whole of the West Indies. They love their music. It's just those people, they don't have a lot of money in those countries. You've got to remember, a lot of these places are third world countries. And when you go there and see the happiness and the joy on their faces, and the children and the adults and the old, very old people as well, they all love their music. They can all samba, they can all rumba, they can all do the reggae, they can all do the rub, the wine, whatever dance genre you want to name, they can all do that. It doesn't matter what age they are, they all love their music. They're always beating those drums, dancing, and it's just so good to see. We don't have it in the UK at all. People claim to like music, and they go out on a Friday night or a Saturday night, and they listen to their house music, drum and bass, garage, R&B, whatever it may be, and then they go to work 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, and it's all dead. I was driving the other day. Granted, I did veer over into the lane without indicating, but this woman was slammed on her horn, she was honking at me, and she was making, I couldn't tell what she was saying because I had music playing in my car. Hey, lo and behold, I had music playing in my car. Can you believe that? Yeah, I can. So she looked at me and her face was nasty. Not nasty because she was unattractive. She made herself unattractive because she was just making this growling face and her mouth was moving and making gestures at me. I'm sure there was bad language coming out of that thing. I just looked at her with my nice, calm face and just carried on driving. Because, hey, yeah, I made a mistake. You know, I should have indicated to go over to the other lane. But it ain't the end of the world. You know, we're all fighting for the same piece of road. I'm just saying, it ain't a rant about road rage or how you should drive your car. I'm just saying, if she had music in her car, she would have just pulled over, slowed down, chilled, give me a wave. Hey, nice looking guy, nice looking girl. Everything would have been happy. There used to be a theory that if you played heavy, loud, fast music, you drive faster. That's a load of baloney. You drive faster when you don't have music because all your mind is set on is getting where you need to go. Yeah, A to B. I leave out of my house, got my stuff, got to get to work, got to get here, got to get to the office. But no, you play that music. You know what? I'm playing my music sometimes in my car and I get to my destination and I sit in the car because I need to hear that track finish out because that track's really doing it for me right now. And I have to sit back in my seat and wait for that track to finish out. The downside to that is that you may hear another track kicking after it and you think, hey man, that's another bad track. Yeah, we got to draw the line at some stage. So I got to turn that off and get out of the car and go to where I'm going. For real, yeah. So that is that, yeah. Just those Latin guys and the West Indians, they love their music so much. I can watch YouTube all day long looking at those people having a great time. Yeah. You need to try it sometime. You can get that as well. Just get into your music. Yeah. Yeah. Coming back to the whole child thing, toddlers. I want to touch on toddlers a little bit because there's something interesting. I worked at a centre. I ran a centre called the Harrier Centre out here in Surrey, UK. And we ran that with some of my friends. So they had this group there called Monkey Music. I don't know why they call it Monkey Music. I guess that's the name. I don't know if these guys are still going. You could Google them and find out. I haven't bothered to do that, but you can do that if you want. And they used to have these toddlers come in and they beat drums and make noises and stuff like that. These kids sat in a circle. And I'm telling you, these kids were barely walking. They sat in a circle and they were still. And they had the tambourines and they had the maracas and they had, was playing on the drums and some had some string instruments that the woman made up. And it was great. And she had them making some kind of music at the end. I mean, I'm talking some kind of organized music, yeah? So some of the kids will be beating that thing, some of the kids will be shaking another thing, some of the kids will be shaking and something else that makes a different sound. And it was really creative. And I saw those kids come out of that place with smiles on their face, and the mothers came out with beaming smiles as well, and it was all good. Yeah, Monkey Music. I think that was one brand, but I think they have other brands that do a similar thing all over the world. So check that out. If you want to get your kids into the whole thing where the music is stimulating their body from another angle, with them interacting with the instruments themselves, then please go and seek out one of those groups. You won't be disappointed. Do you know my best music era? Take a guess. 80s? No. 70s? No. 90s? No. 50s and 60s. I wasn't even born back then, in the 50s anyway. But yeah, man, those days, when I listen back to those music, I think those guys had a ball. They were having a great time. Now we got all the electronic stuff, you know. I love music now. I really love music, soulful house in particular, but I love all kinds of music. But back then, when these guys used to sing, you must be able to sing to be an artist back then. Nowadays, you don't really have to be a singer. Make a few noises and they could enhance that with technology. But yeah, they had to have real bands back then. And they sung with such emotion. You could see the emotion pouring out of them. It was to die for. And when they came on stage, they had, remember they had, if you had the Motown guys on there, or the girls, they were all synchronized. They used to do this whole synchronized dancing. I know they have the stuff going on now, but really, you know, when it comes to synchronized dancing, they had it down real good. And it wasn't until Michael Jackson came along. Well, you know, we had the Jacksons back then as well, and they had that down as well. But when Michael Jackson started doing his thing on his own, then you had synchronized dancing. He took that to a whole new level. But we're not talking about, it's not a dancing show. I want to concentrate on the music side of it. But the happiness that these guys had, the stylistics, remember those guys? Those days were amazing. As I said, I wasn't around those days. And if I was, I was very young. But as I became older and looking back at that stuff and started to listen to that stuff and see the videos, I thought, yeah, they were having a great time. Wouldn't you want that joy? Who wouldn't? You gotta be kidding me. Who would not want that joy? And I remember back then, it wasn't pretty. There was a lot of stuff going on with equality and stuff. So, but they still enjoyed what they were doing. They let the music dictate their mood. Yeah. Okay, here's one for you. Musicals. Hey, two big musicals. So remember these two movies? Grease. We all know Grease. John Travolta doing his thing. Yeah, music was great. And West Side Story. I love those two movies. Hey, no, I almost forgot. There's a third, the Bee Gees. What is that? Saturday Night Fever, set in the 70s. Amazing movie. Amazing movie. So we have three great movies there. And all three of those movies revolve around music. They're happy. Yes, they had their moments of the whole sad thing going on there. Whatever they do with their body, whether it's love, whether it's fighting, whether it's having this great friendship, it's doing it, it's interacting. The music, getting the music involved in that. Watch those movies. There's another movie I've got to think about. What's that other movie? Dirty Dancing. Yeah, Dirty Dancing. That was another big movie revolving around the music. Remember that tune? Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? That's a great tune. That's from Dirty Dancing. So good. And so you can't deny the fact that music is just the spice of life. I enjoy it so much. It gives me so much joy. So much joy. Do you know, I'm going to let you into a little secret here. Get close. Bring your ears closer. Yeah, come closer to me. I want to tell you this. When I was in my teens, say about 15, 16, probably up to 17. I ain't going to say 18, man, because that's embarrassing what I'm going to say right now. But hey, I'm going to let you in because we're friends, right? We're companions. So I can tell you this. I used to date some girls and I used to get brokenhearted all the time. They used to dump me. When a girl dumps you, man, it's bad news. If you don't know the word dump, if you're from another country, she lets you go, man. She sacked you. She got rid of you. You ain't any good anymore. She's moved on. She's found a new model. You're out of there. You're history. You don't matter anymore. You don't count. Hey, I used to tuck myself in away in my bedroom for maybe a day or two, and I used to play every slow track I had, some great soul tunes with all the words in it, and I used to go through some emotions, big emotions. I'm not going to go any further than that. But what I would say is that when I came out of the other side, I was a different guy. Those music, those tracks, those tunes brought me through all different kinds of emotion. And in order for me to get out of that real good and move on with my life, I had to go through those emotions. I think what the music did is allow me to travel through those emotions in 1 or 2 days. But if I didn't have that, I would have been dwelling on that for weeks on end. Yeah, that just came to me actually, why I did that. And my mother used to leave me alone. She used to say, hey, Noel's going through some stuff. His girlfriend's left him. Yeah, that happened to me about 4 or 5 times. And I used the same method every time. Music helps. Bring it into your life. Do you know, I'm a religious man and I don't want to go, this is not a religious show and I don't intend to run a religious show, but I just want to say that the churches out there that are the most popular are the ones that really have a massive worship. Worship meaning music. They have a tremendous music presence. And my church, the Reigate Baptist Church out here in, guess what, Reigate, we play so much music. We've got a band, we've got some great singers down there. So it makes the whole atmosphere and the whole feel a lot better. And everyone's way happy. I mean, you should be happy in church anyway, right? And the kids split off into their groups and they have music in there as well. So the whole church revolves around music and the band is tight. When I say tight, the musicians are on it. Got a great presence there. I love going. You can join me sometime if you want. Hey, have I been going on a little while? So listen, yeah, we've been going on. I'm going to wind this podcast, bring it down to a close now. But before I do that, I want to just say thank you for tuning in. I want to, one more thing. Just some artists I want you to check out. So definitely the Jacksons. Yeah, check out the Jacksons. Go on, what's the place called? iTunes. Go on iTunes and listen to some of their albums, particularly the live ones. So check those out. Another artist, my favorite, I think you're going to know, it's a female, my favorite female artist, Mrs. Kate Bush. Amazing singer, amazing. All her albums are so good, right from the start to the very last one. And check her out. A band, I love Aha, the Scandinavian band, really good. And then you have a soul singer or a house, soulful house singer called Michael Watford. Listen to him. Good artist. Steve Arrington, 80s soul singer. I'm featuring him in one of my mixes soon to come. So look out for that. Really good artist, Steve Arrington. U2, great artist. I remember doing lots of driving to competitions all over the UK and having U2 blaring out in a car. I'm going to call this next group a modern-day U2. They wouldn't appreciate me saying this because they're great in their own right, but I love this band. This band can do no wrong at this time. Kings of Leon. Those guys are on another level. They are way ahead, in my opinion, of anyone else. And I've listened to these guys for a long time before they made it big on the pop charts, but there are a few bands on artists for you to check out. Go do that and let me know what you think. Hey, if you want to get hold of me, you can email me on lofu@me.com. Say that again, at lofu@me.com. You can go to our website, which is lofu.com, and find us through there. Or you can get us on Facebook, which is Lofu Facebook. Just put in Lofu on Facebook and you'll find us. It's pretty simple. Twitter, Lofu on Twitter, and anything else. Just put in Lofu and you'll find me. Any questions you want to ask me, the best way to do that is definitely through the website. And you know that I love you so much. I really appreciate you listening to this show. Any questions you need to ask me, please go ahead and ask them on the website, or the email again is lofu@me.com. My name is Noel Michael Smith, and I love bringing you this podcast, and I hope you tune in real soon. Love you all. Oh, bye.